This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are because you're listening to the show. That's a good start. That is a very good start. Anyway, a lot of things going on as we enter the second hour of the 24/7/365 news cycle that is upon us. It's just news everywhere. And we help you to cipher through it so that you recognize the agendist out there and their 21 issues. Their issues for the 21st century and how they might be harming you and your family. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Please visit our website at agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. We've got a lot of things happening. The showdown shutdown, whatever you want to call it. Democrats cave. That's really what it's looking like here. Even CNN has been saying something. I haven't gone to the website, CNN. I heard this. This morning. Somebody on radio was saying that the Dems caved. It was CNN, I think. And so that CNN had said that. And so, let me get this straight. That CNN had said something about the Democrats had caved, and I thought, really, CNN said that? What's wrong with CNN? Have they gone over to the dark side? What's the deal? And so, this is something that is, I think, monumental, especially for 2018. It's clear that the Democrats are absolutely shattered here, and this is going to start spilling over into California. This is the key thing. The symbiotic relationship between the shutdown and all this business that has happened here and what's going on in California. Come on. Look what's happening in California. I mean, we got some real earthquakes going on politically out here. And it's going to have national import. There's no question about it. So anyway, this is Breitbart headlines today. Total and complete surrender. Democrats, Schumer, shutdown. Cave endangers leftist. emboldens GOP walking into midterm elections. Elections have consequences. There's no doubt about it. And so this is, I think, relatively monumental. Relatively speaking, it is monumental. This is by Matthew Boyle, congressional Democrats on Monday, the third day of the government shutdown, completely caved to the Republicans, getting absolutely nothing policy-wise for their efforts. And perhaps they jeopardize their midterm election chances in a volatile voting year, hurting House and Senate Democrats' chances alike. See, let's back up here. Normally, in this time period, you've always heard it said, this is, God, it goes back for many years, and, you know, of course, test my age limits. But I remember hearing this terminology and this phraseology years and years ago, that normally there is a normal upcycle to people's voting habits, and that after a president wins election for the first time and he's got the House and he's got the Senate, that the people don't like that. So they always turn one of the houses over to the other side. Just by, you know, two years in. Just the midterm elections, they call it. So, all right, let's investigate that. So if, in fact, that was basically the cycle, and, in fact, the Obama cycle ended with, you know, a Republican being elected, not a Democrat, because people just got tired. There's that feeling that people just get tired, so therefore it happens. It's a natural cycle of American politics, okay, and even California. It's just one of these things. People get tired of the Dems, people get tired of the Republicans, and 2 years, 4 years, and so on, they change. And they don't like, oftentimes, when you hear this term, the public doesn't like. The American citizens do not like having three houses, or the three parts of government, two parts of government. You have the legislative, Senate, and House, and the presidency all in the same party. They don't like that. So they turn it over to at least block the notion of a totalitarian as president, right? Dictating everything, like we saw with Obama. And, of course, control of the Senate. But anyway, I don't want to get into that. But my point is, this is kind of the rollover time. But this is not going to happen, apparently, this year, this next year, this year, 2018. They are endangered by this shutdown. The shutdown showdown, Schumer shutdown, showdown, produced nothing for them. That's the point. If you're going to do a showdown like this shutdown was, you have to get something out of it. They got nothing politically. Nothing politically. So that provides Republicans, which a much-needed overarching theme for the midterm elections, which is that the Democrats favor illegal aliens over Americans, while Republicans put Americans first. Party-wide, top Republicans on Monday were fired up after the Schumer shutdown ended in absolute utter failure for the Democrats. Millions of Americans have watched Democrats resist and obstruct Donald Trump at every move, and they watch the Democrats put politics over people by voting for their shutdown. Ronna Romney McDaniel, the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, told Breitbart News on Monday afternoon, "For the Democrats who chose once again to jeopardize government funding, November is going to be a wake-up call." And I believe that. They're desperate. That's why they did what they did. And when they're desperate, they blunder. Let's remember this. When they're desperate, they blunder. When the left is desperate, they blunder, because the house of cards is starting to collapse. And they're trying to put the cards back up and keep them in the same shape. But, of course, one card collapsing on. You've seen that little demonstration. You build a house of cards. You can do that. And you pull one card out. Boom. It all goes. That's what's happening here. So in the desperate acts of keeping the cards in place, they do dumb things. And this shutdown, the Schumer shutdown showdown, was a blunder caused by their nervousness, their overreaction, their craven, you know, ideology that they're going to, you know, have this workers' paradise. All this stuff is just gone now. It's just not there. It's not very, you know, functional. It says millions of Americans have watched these Democrats resist and obstruct the president for. And now all of a sudden it blows up in their face. President Trump and Republicans on both sides of the Capitol are jubilant after the complete and total victory, as Democrats offered unconditional surrender just 3 days into their ill-advised government shutdown strategy to try and push for an amnesty for illegal alien recipients of the expiring DACA program. As the government reopens Monday evening after the Senate first passed a government funding bill followed by the House, Republicans party-wide are salivating. Sound effects. Got the Foley expert in here. Are salivating at the political opportunities that lay ahead in November of this year. And they are. They're salivating. Quote, this is a quote by David Bossi. Says, the political Schumer shutdown, or the pathetic, I'm sorry, The pathetic Schumer shutdown has made one thing crystal clear to all Americans. Heading into the 2018 midterm elections, David Bossi, the president of the Citizens United and former deputy campaign manager for President Trump's 2016 general election, told Breitbart News, the Democrats' number one priority is to protect 700,000 illegal aliens ahead of 3 million Americans. President Trump is fighting for all Americans first. His priority is making sure that 300 million Americans are far from wealthy, far more secure, and are far more optimistic about the future than they were during Barack Obama's failed presidency and Nancy Pelosi's failed tenure as House Speaker. That's a quote from Bossie. Man, where's the time go? Wait a minute. I was having fun. Anyway, we come back, more of the Schumer shutdown and the consequence, and then we're going to just dive right back into this whole, well, the text messaging and the FBI situation and the secret society with those tinfoil hats. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, enough of the crazy train. All aboard. All aboard New California. Okay. That sort of seems to be the sentiment lately. All right. So what do we have going on here now? Let's, my pretties. What is wrong with me? It's the coffee. I'm telling you, it is the Agenda 21 brew, which has been just absolutely fabulous. Okay, now this is from, where's this from? This is from, Gateway Pundit, but I think everybody's got a hold of this now. The story about these text messages and Strzok and all this good stuff. And let me get my microphone here. Yeah, strap that microphone to my head. Can you? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. No, not going to happen. Anyway, so breaking. This is from Gateway Pundit. Says, breaking, thousands of new Strzok page text messages reference secret society within DOJ and FBI working against Trump. According to Attorney General Jeff Sessions, 50,000 text messages were exchanged between Peter Strzok. 50,000. How do you text message 50,000? Were they doing any kind of work? I mean, seriously. You know, 50,000? Nah, come on. And his mistress, Lisa Page. Listen, I got to tell you that one of the number one sought after stories on Agenda 21 radio. One day I came in and I looked down and the number one story had garnered 2,000 views. In less than a day. And it's this story about Peter Strzok and his mistress, Lisa Page. This is an old story. I put this thing up weeks, months ago. And it's still, it's jiving it right now. It's climbing the charts. Anyway, so what is the, I don't get it. I mean, but listen, maybe we ought to check this out. How can you do 50,000 text messages that were exchanged between Peter Strzok and mistress Lisa Page? I mean, there's something something just isn't jiving with me on that one. 50,000, man, I can't. I have big fingers, and you know this texting business. Just I do it, but you know I gotta. It's like I gotta make my index finger into a pointed object to get something to do something. So Representative John Ratcliffe, a Republican, this is who we heard with in the last hour, said after reviewing the new text messages, he believes they're. May have been a secret society of folks deep within the FBI and DOJ working against Trump. You think? Okay. So here we go with Peter Strzok, or whatever the name of this guy is, and let's figure out how this is all going to work because the thing is not working. This is kind of interesting when these sort of stories start to develop. You just sort of never get into this. What we learned today, this is Ratcliffe, and we said this before, what we learned today was that there is thousands of these emails. Now, it's interesting, we got this thing that these texts, newly discovered texts between former Mueller probe officials raising new House email questions. Okay, now, here's the deal. You have the Strzok and Page text messages. Now, what about former Mueller officials suggesting Loretta Lynch knew, okay, meaning these people knew, what was going on in, of what she was up to and what was going on relative to Donald Trump in the Russia narrative that they were making. What about that? Let's check this one out. We got one of these. We'll see what happens here. You know, no big story comes up. I'm trying to get this video here. It's not working, of course. All right, come on. Let's get this thing going on here. Anyway, so what we have going on here is now the theory is that you've got Loretta Lynch who's now engaged in some of this stuff. What is there with that? Okay, so now remember, she was the Attorney General at this time.
And she would have been part of the spearhead. So let's put it this way. What do we have here? We've got Comey. We know about Comey. Comey is so obvious that Comey was absolutely engaged in everything that was going on. You have also other people besides Comey, like Loretta Lynch, his boss. What was she up to in all this? And, of course, then you had the FBI, other agents.
And the idea that there could be a special counsel, a second special counsel requested to look into this. How are you pursuing that?
Well, these texts are incredibly important, Martha, for a number of reasons, both what's there and what's not there. So lay aside this glaring five-month gap in texts that the world's premier law enforcement agency somehow missed. Lay that aside. What we have seen, what Johnny and I saw today, was a text about not keeping text. We saw more manifest bias against President Trump all the way through the election into the transition. And I saw an interesting text that Director Comey was going to update the President of the United States about an investigation. I don't know if it was a Hillary Clinton investigation, because remember that had been reopened in the fall of 2016, or whether it was the Trump investigation. I just find it interesting that the head of the FBI was going to update the President of the United States, who at that point would have been President Obama.
So the investigation is going on, and apparently they're informing Obama when he was president about Donald Trump. Now, this is the first time we've really ever heard Obama being mentioned in this context. This is the crux of this evil, don't you think? Now, let's go back to Lois Lerner. Lois Lerner's all over this. Remember Lois Lerner. Remember the IRS woman? Get it? It was our own Chris Street who outed the then acting Treasury Secretary for his misbehavior and his inappropriate statements about Lois Lerner and about all the 501c3 corporations with the Tea Parties. He outed this person because he found a memo that he actually signed, and which, if brought forward, would have, well, probably put him in some trouble. So he resigned because Chris Street found the memo that tied him to, you know, not necessarily giving the appropriate directions he claimed that he had done. So he resigned. It's kind of interesting. It's a blue inked pen memo that Chris Street found. So anyway, just going on with that. But that Lois Lerner, where's she been in all this? But remember, it was people like Lois Lerner in the IRS who were pretty much taking direct direction from the President of the United States, which is really, really illegal. Now, where is Obama lately? I bring this up. Listen, I know the answer. He said, most of the time when I ask questions, like, I already know the answer. I'm kind of teasing you, but I'm not going to say the answer yet. But, you know, where is Obama? Where is Hillary? Where's John McCain? We haven't seen hide nor hair. I know he's got cancer and he's being treated. But, you know, everybody else, where's Abedin? Where's she at? Where's Susan Rice? Where's the whole cast of characters relative to Obama? Come on now. Let's think about this. And now you got all these messages out there. Where are these guys? Where are these people? Anybody know? I know there's all these little things going on out there about, you know, maybe they're in Gitmo, the Atlanta, you know, airport situation. I mean, all this stuff going, QAnon, all that. But listen, I think that when these things start to come out, this information about these emails, I think you guys are all going to get a little bit better sense of the gravity and the magnitude of the situation. And oh, by the way, have we gone to Javier Becerra? Remember something. Oh, where is... Did you know that my understanding is Debbie Wasserman Schultz did not return to the House this term? Did you know that? She hasn't returned. It's January. It's middle. She should be in session, but she's not there. Where is Debbie Wasserman Schultz? Wasserman. I don't know. Maybe that's got Javier Becerra a little bit nervous. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit that website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And, of course, you can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. And, again, we're just going absolutely gaga. We're not Lady Gaga. We're going absolutely gaga over all the different things that are happening right now. And here in California, things are absolutely, well, beyond stimulation. If you haven't heard, and I mean, this is going to be quite the little thing to pull off, a united New California. I mean, it's daunting, but it can be done because everybody's of the same mindset. Never have I seen anything in my life that I'm experiencing right now in California. And I think it's a really, really, really a good thing. I really do. I think it's a wonderful thing, actually, the spirit by which people are coming together and saying, look, no more of this totalitarian mindset. Just, you know, just doesn't quite work for anybody. And, you know, people are just awesome about it. I want to tell you, I want to thank everybody who has been calling us and keeping us informed about how they feel about things. We think that it's a wonderful thing that people express themselves and continue to do so, because I'll tell you, if we do not keep our minds straight,
we're going to find that there are some really, really, really wrong things going on that we cannot stop. That is kind of the big deal. I mean, you know, if we let government get away from us like, you know, we almost did with Obama in California, then we're in real trouble as a nation. And that's why this whole thing about Javier Becerra out there has been such an interesting situation that has developed over here. And he came to California in January of last year, so he's been here a year. But remember, he came here, and I left it tailing off in the last segment about Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I left it there because I wanted to kind of tee off on about Javier Becerra. He's got some unfinished business back at the House. Remember, he was a member of the House until he resigned to work for Jerry Brown, right? And when he was working for Jerry Brown, now that he is, he's been really kind of a strange booger. Nothing like a strange booger in Javier Becerra, the Becerra booger. That's what we sort of, I guess you would say, I probably shouldn't say that. But the Becerra booger, I'm sorry. But the Becerra booger, it sticks. I got a tick now. The Becerra booger has been quite a problem for all Californians. And now he comes up with this thing last Thursday, which is still rocking around. Now, we are going to bring this up, I think. It's kind of interesting. It's amazing when things start to collide, if you know what I mean. As an example, the thought about what is going on about Javier Becerra and his statements, which is clearly illegal, telling he's going to be threatening employees here in California, in California, that if they start supporting and they start following federal law by reporting illegal immigrants that work for them or whatever to the federal government, Javier Becerra is going to punish them, or either arrest them, fine them, or whatever. Are you kidding me? I mean, so all these things seem to be coming together. I don't know why. I am not pulling the levers back here. It's just, you know, because we have this grievance all set. The grievance on the 23rd was set a couple weeks ago. I mean, we knew we were going to be saying, I'll tell you, it was set 6 months ago. 6 months ago, it was set then. So that's why I'm saying that the bigger picture, what's happening here? I don't know. I don't, but that's not been planned. That Javier Becerra, we did say, hey, Javier, buddy. Hey, bro, can you go out and and do your thing out there and, you know, implicate yourself in something illegally, which is a felony, and be, you know, like Travis Allen now, a candidate for governor here in California on the Republican side, has been demanding that Travis Allen says, hey, we got to arrest this guy, Javier Becerra. I didn't plan it. So what is going on? I mean, I bet there's a secret society behind all this. I'm sorry. It's just too funny at this point in time. Sarah Carter, she's been wonderful, by the way, who's been investigating this whole thing about what's going on with the messages and all that stuff. We're going to shift gears on you. This is still all related. The thread to Javier Becerra, California, Sarah Carter, FBI agents, Strzok and Page, it's all related. Because it all comes back to people like Debbie Wasserman Schultz. We don't know where she's at. But we do know where Javier Becerra's been. He's as equally as guilty in all this stuff than she is. Same thing. They're both equally as guilty because she really had everything down.
The election, the day after what they really, really didn't want to have happen, there's a text exchange between these two FBI agents, these two supposed to be objective, fact-centric FBI agents saying,
Strzok
perhaps
and Page.
This is the first meeting of the secret society. So, of course, I'm going to want to know what secret society are you talking about, because you're supposed to be investigating objectively.
Lawmakers outraged as bombshell texts from that anti-Trump FBI agent and his girlfriend suggest a secret society within the agency meant to perhaps discredit the president.
Fox News contributor and investigative journalist Sarah Carter has been covering this story from the very beginning and joins us now with the latest. Sarah, are we going to see these text messages? Will they be recovered?
Oh, as far as the text messages are concerned, we've heard two different things. One is the possibility that the inspector general may have already grabbed them early on. Michael Horowitz. Now, these are two different stories. I've heard something different from, the, you know, sources within the DOJ and other sources within the, you know, congressional committees. Mm-hmm. But it may be that he already grabbed them. If that's the case, then that means somebody deleted them after. And they know there will be obstruction of justice. If not, I believe that they can send in the best forensics teams and try to dig deeper and deeper into getting that and retrieving those text messages, mm-hmm. possibly from the phones themselves if they weren't wiped clean. We just don't know right now. I mean, I think that's part of the problem right now is how far is this investigation going? And I think Attorney General Jeff Sessions made it very clear he will leave no stone unturned.
Well, that's good. And then we just saw the soundbite with Trey Gowdy, where he's outraged that in some of the text messages with these lovebirds, they're talking about a secret society.
Peter,
the
day after the election. Okay, so here they get their worst nightmare has come true, right? The president is elected. That's something they did not expect. Remember, this is something we even saw in the text messages. FBI sources said from the very beginning that they didn't want President Trump mm-hmm. to make it to office. Mm-hmm. This is why I'm concerned that they're still working at the FBI. The same thing you brought up earlier, Ainsley, I'm hearing from my sources too. FBI agents are saying, why are they still there? I mean, not only were
the lovebirds.
Well, you know, look, they were having an affair. They were both married. They're working counterintelligence. That's enough for blackmail. Now they're sending text messages on an insecure phone. Believe me, the Germans, the Russians, the Israelis, everybody is going into those phones and trying to suck out all the information they have.
I remember when Louis Freeh was in charge and 9/11 happens. They look back and they go, you know, the FBI was on third-rate computers. The communication was terrible. We heard it got upgraded and cybersecurity was at its greatest. And now I'm extremely worried about everybody, but their explanation is Senator Ron Johnson's ridiculous. The FBI was provided Samsung 5 mobile phones. They did not capture or store text messages due to misconfiguration issues related to rollouts, provisioning, and software upgrades and conflicted with the FBI's collective capabilities. Is that who rolled out Samsungs that were not capable or compatible?
Well, we're going to find out. When we come back, I'll play the last... the last minute of this interview that was going on with Sarah Carter. God, she's an awesome reporter. Absolutely awesome reporter. Secret society, anybody? It sounds like tinfoil hat thinking in the FBI. I didn't know they had these tinfoil hat people there. Did you? We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
We're back. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm so happy. I mean, you should be happy too. The sun is coming up. The sun is up. It's glaring at us. Anyway, we got a lot to cover, but I want to get back into this. This is on Fox in France, and they're talking about the Peter Strzok, Lisa Page thing, which is by far the number one. Well, except for the map for New California, which, you know, we got 24,000 views on that in one day. Yikes. What's that tell you? Anyway, so we got this situation with Sarah Carter, who's now sitting on the curvy couch at Fox and Friends, and they're talking about the FBI Secret Society. And we played much of the interview before, and I'm going to play just a little bit more of it here so we can get the context of this. They're talking about, well, you know, geez, 50,000. How do they do that? But then also they're talking about these messages all being sent on unsecure devices. Gee, do you think that's a problem?
Louis Free was in charge, and 9/11 happens. They look back and they go, you know, the FBI was on third-rate computers. The communication was terrible. We heard it got upgraded, and cybersecurity was at its greatest. And now I'm extremely worried about everybody. But their explanation to Senator Ron Johnson's ridiculous. The FBI was provided Samsung 5 mobile phones. They did not capture or store text messages due to misconfiguration issues related to rollouts, provisioning, and software upgrades, and conflicted with the FBI's collective capabilities. Is that accept? Who rolled out Samsungs that were not capable or compatible?
Who even understands that jumbled up mess
well,
of technical, right? That's the idea. I can tell you this, that a lot of people within the DOJ, possibly even the Inspector General himself, a lot of people within those committees do not buy this, and they are going to investigate this. It might be difficult to prove, but they are definitely investigating.
Why is Christopher Wray holding on to Andy McCabe? Why is he threatening to quit if he's fired?
So you've heard the same things I've been hearing. I haven't been able to verify that yet, but I have heard the same, that Christopher Wray is threatened to quit if Andy McCabe is fired, and I don't know that, and I haven't had an opportunity to talk to Director Wray.
When will the memos, when we see the memo?
I think we're going to see in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
2 weeks.
Sarah, thank you.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Well, well, well. 2 weeks, the memo, they say. This is, of course, the memo. Now, let's draw you back into how this all works. This is now the memo that's out there that everybody's talking about that's going to explain everything. No. Secret societies. So this is what's happening. They're drip, 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 drip the information, drip, drip, drip more information about all this stuff. So the interesting thing, though, that I think there's so many different interesting angles about this that I think that I think is just absolutely unbelievable. And I think that at the end of the day, when we start to look at all this stuff and we start to put it into get all of it in terms of all the mass information that's out there, we're going to be able to look at this and say, whoa, baby. Now, we've got a comment that we're going to try and get here right now from Judge Napolitano, who's going to weigh in on the technical issue of why they think these 5,000 or 50,000, I don't know, these messages have gone missing now that we can't, you know, between Strzok and Page. See what he says.
Crucial evidence has, as some would say, conveniently disappeared at times. Watch this.
Today, the State Department pushed back on a separate story first reported by Fox News concerning two missing bankers' boxes of printed emails.
This is talking
about.
According
to the report, the FBI may have left the boxes behind at one of Clinton's Washington offices.
I'm advised the actual hard drive was recycled and destroyed in the normal process. I have no idea what the recycler does with it. This was 3 years ago.
These transcripts covering hours upon hours of conversation should place in somewhat better perspective the controversy over the 18 and a half minute gap in the tape of a conversation I had with Mr. Haldeman back in June of 1972.
Here now, Judge Andrew Napolitano, Fox News senior judicial analyst. I mean, that's not a very good record when you look at the times when we've seen this kind of thing happen before.
No, it's not a very good record. I don't know how many more blows the DOJ and the FBI, each of which is headed by Republicans appointed by Donald Trump, can take before the president decides it's time to change leadership. This just seems to be getting worse and worse. Now, I have not seen what Congressman Gowdy and Congressman Haldeman have seen. And I've certainly not seen the...
Congressman Ratcliffe.
Ratcliffe, yep. Excuse me. And I have not seen the four-page memo on the FISA abuses. But we have heard comments about them, which are so outrageous, indicating that if the public did see these things, it would lose such faith in, as Congressman Gowdy says, the premier law enforcement agency in all the world.
The FBI is now saying they've requested, they want a copy of this memo in order to evaluate the information and take appropriate steps if necessary. They're upset because they haven't gotten a look at this four-page memo, which is, you know, according to the people who've seen it, so awful that it could lead to people losing their jobs.
And described as government behavior, KGB-like, more KGB-like than what we expect the FBI to be. KGB, of course, was the Soviet secret police. Which they don't even have anymore, at least not of that name. So this is really very bad stuff. I don't know if a new independent counsel is going to be necessary, but I am furious when Congress can see these things and the rest of us can't. Look at the timeline on this FISA memo. Republicans in the House Intelligence Committee knew of this and sat on it while Congress is voting to expand FISA authorities. Shouldn't Congress have been...
Yeah, that's kind of a bad thing. They knew about all these abuses, and then they allowed the FISA to go through as a bill. And that's what Napolitano was getting at there, and I support what Napolitano was saying. The Republicans knew about this. Now, and again, we've gone through a mishmash of transitional time in the last year from Mitch McConnell's mumbles and all the people playing their little mind games in the Republican Party, Jeff Flake as an example. And then again, you have your Obamaites that have been in the Department of Justice and FBI, still there, by the way, a lot of them are, which has, of course, been the big rub, people saying Jeff Sessions should be fired. Not at all. I don't think so. I don't think that would be a good idea. I think he's done a fantastic job, but there's the holdovers that make everybody look bad, and that's what Napolitano was talking about. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And for those of you that have been hearing what is going on, we're going to be locations. Now, let's see if we can get this. Locations for today's reading of grievance number one. Contra Costa County, 625 Court Street, Finance Building, Martinez, California. San Joaquin County, social media. Get in touch with all your social media contacts because we will be broadcasting from Contra Costa County through San Joaquin County. Sutter County, a live reading at 1175 Civic Center Drive in Yuba City, California. That's 1175 Civic Center Drive in Yuba City, California. A live reading of a grievance one, a declaration of grievance. A declaration of grievance is out there. So anyway, that's what's really going on. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. I'm thinking and looking at it all the time. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news. And you can go to newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, for all of your information relative to what is going on here in New California. And there's a lot of things going on in New California. I'll tell you what, grievance number one, the setup for this one is absolutely over the top, wonderful. And we really do appreciate all the support we've gotten nationally and internationally. It's just been absolutely amazing. Well over the 90% figure in terms of positive responses from people, I got to tell you. Anyway, so keep it up, ladies and gentlemen. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. And Well, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.